And Reb Yisrael came to turn that around. And his method for so doing was to establish what he said would be houses of Musar. In other words, a special house in the community where people would come on a regular basis to study the works of Jewish ethics. And that by the study of the works of Jewish ethics and by the seeing of ethical people as examples, the level of ethical behavior among the Jewish people would be raised. Now, ethical behavior was not only bein odom lachavero, between man and man, it was also between man and God. How to do a mitzvah correctly. How to make a brocha correctly. How to dress, how to speak. And because of the fact that Reb Yisrael himself was such an exemplary person, such an outstanding person, so he was able to carry it off, because it takes a person almost without blemish to be able to establish such a code of behavior and such a code of ethics. There are hundreds of epigrams of Reb Yisrael, and there are hundreds of stories regarding him. I just want to mention one or two of them, three of them, to give you a flavor of the person. Reb Yisrael said that you should be careful that when you wrap yourself in the talis, you don't knock out someone's eyes with the flying tzitzis. Reb Yisrael also said that not all Jews who do not wear a yarmulke are apikorsim, are non-believers. But all non-believers don't wear yarmulkes. Reb Yisrael also has famous legends about him. One legend, which was written up later by one of the great early writers of Hebrew literature, in the famous story Shlosho She'ochlu, that there was a cholera epidemic in Vilna. Reb Yisrael lived in Vilna. And because of the cholera epidemic, the doctors of the time said that the Jews on Yom Kippur should not fast because of the danger. And naturally, Jews being what they are, Jews don't listen. And therefore, the Jewish community was about to fast. So Reb Yisrael, together with two other members of the Beis Din of the Rabbinical Court of Vilna, mounted the bima on Yom Kippur, and Reb Yisrael made kiddush and drank wine and ate, so that everybody else would see it and emulate it. Whether that story actually happened or not, again, you know, you have to wait for the movie. There's no way to know. But that's the type of story they tell about him. They tell the famous story that the synagogue where he was davening was waiting for him Kol Nidre night to begin the prayers for Yom Kippur, and he was 5 minutes late, 10 minutes late, a half hour. They couldn't wait any longer. They davened the whole davening. Then they sent people to search for him, and they found him that he was babysitting for a small infant. Because he said the mother of the infant had left the child to go daven, and the infant got up and was frightened to be alone and was weeping and crying. Well, he came by, so he didn't want to leave the baby alone, crying and frightened, so he stood. So he says that's also a Yom Kippur. It counts like Kol Nidre. The final story, which is verifiable, is that he died alone in a rooming house in Paris. And they had the landlord was Jewish, and he felt that he was dying. So he called in the landlord, and for the last words of his life were to assure the landlord that one should not be afraid to be in a house or in a room with a dead body.